Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Country singer, comedian Wheeler Walker Jr. going to phone the program later on this morning. He's in Omaha, Kansas City, and Wichita coming up. We're listening to some of his dirty music yesterday. Can't play you a clip because it's really filthy. But if you know him, you love him. He's selling out a lot of places. If you don't, find him, like Nick had turned us on to him recently.
Now, does he do the interviews in character?
I don't know if it's a character. It's just him, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah, I bet he'll do that. He'll do it as Wheeler.
Okay.
Right. You know, Wheeler's his alter ego.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's quite the story. I love that he's selling out places.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful because it's dirty stuff, man. I mean, dirt. Right. I mean, we don't. It's great for us, but I mean, if you're offended by anything. So, well, screw it. You're not listening to this program. What am I talking about?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you're right.
There's one place he wants you to sit.
Yeah, exactly.
His face.
And and Nick's dad will
Thanks
be here tomorrow
for
morning.
Clearing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just in case.
Nick's dad will be here tomorrow morning. Speaking of that,
yeah. Nick didn't want any mystery to be left.
No. I was trying to figure that out.
We
too.
Hate that.
Right.
What's on this date in 1980? Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State blew up.
Yep. Might remember where I was.
After lying dormant for more than 100 years.
Yep.
Killed 55 people, destroyed 160,000 acres of forest.
Buddy of mine, when I lived in Portland, had a little plane. We flew over the top of it, and it looked like toothpicks just scattered.
Yeah.
And it was years later, like 5 years after the fact.
Plus, you were a toddler in 80, man.
Yeah.
You were like a baby.
Yeah, car seat on the plane.
Yeah, yep. That's probably
my parents made me move to Portland in third grade.
Kind of dangerous, man. Kind of dangerous to be a third, a toddler up there in that plane.
Yeah, I was pretty well traveled at that point. Started traveling when I was in kindergarten.
Right.
Crisscrossed the country.
Well, you realized North Dakota sucked. Yeah. You got out of there.
Well, it was like one
Mom,
of those.
You and dad can stay in North Dakota. I'm out of here.
The
man.
Japanese show. Yeah. And we saw a parody of it on SNL.
Yeah, that's
Old
right.
Enough. It's called Old Enough. They send little kids out to run errands.
Right. That was funny. That was funny. I didn't know that show existed, but that's why they let into it that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that come up on the Netflix queue, like, you know, toddlers running errands.
I'm not watching that either, they made it look like it's like a stay-at-home boyfriends.
Yeah. Long-term
boyfriends running errands.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. It was funny.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the toddlers. I'm like, well, that's not cake.
No, that's not cake at all. You see the cult cake I put out yesterday on Twitter?
Yeah.
Somebody's wedding, the cake, their wedding cake, and you just hate these people by looking at them. Just all of a sudden, right in the middle of the cake, there's a shoulders and a head of Trump with a MAGA hat on. Their wedding cake. I said, so it's not a cult at all, is it?
No.
But basically, I shared that because I said, is it cake?
You know. I saw another one. It was a guy in a hospital bed that looked like a guy in a hospital bed. It was cake.
Yeah, that totally looked like a dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some artwork there.
Yeah, you could tell this Trump head was cake.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cake and hideous cake, a photo briefly posted 11 years ago has recently surfaced on resurfaced online, and people are upset with Neil Patrick Harris.
I saw that.
Now, what's the story with that? I saw his picture, but I don't know what he do.
A picture taken during his 2011 Halloween party.
Oh, no. 2011. That's just,
all right.
Blackface, what?
Coming up on 11 years ago. Something politically incorrect, obviously.
Kind of.
Photo taken during his 2011 Halloween party showed a cake he served that was labeled the corpse of Amy Winehouse.
It was a pretty cool looking cake.
Well, that just—I don't care. I mean, that's
the photo was deleted shortly after being posted, but it looked like an honest to good corpse, an honest to God corpse.
Pretty hardcore.
But very hardcore.
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean,
she had died 3 months
because of who he is.
Yeah. But we've always said
Halloween, anything goes.
Yeah, nothing's out of bounds on Halloween.
Yep.
She had died 3 months before that.
Whatever. I don't care.
It's the rotting.
It's a morbid joke.
Right. The rotting corpse. Right.
And, of course, fans are disgusted. But for his part, he sent out a statement that said, a photo recently resurfaced from the Halloween-themed party my husband and I hosted 11 years ago. It was regrettable then, and it remains regrettable now. I'm sorry for any hurt this image caused.
Well, he has to say that. He's in the business. I get that. But I don't care. You know.
No. We had a Halloween party, about 2 days after Payne Stewart died in that horrible plane crash.
No more than a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a guy dressed up like Payne Stewart.
More than one.
With a mangled face.
More than one.
More than one. Steve, our buddy Steve, the fish heads, dressed as Payne Stewart, the same thing.
And the crowd booed them.
I know.
When we brought them up on stage.
Right.
And we scolded the crowd.
We scolded them.
Okay, but you do see how you're going, against the majority of the people here.
Not here.
Because if the crowd booed and you didn't,
no. The crowd isn't always right.
No, they're definitely
but
it was Halloween.
But we're only talking numbers here.
I tell myself that all the time.
But it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. I've seen much.
I remember.
I saw much. That was just a, and all that guy was a, just a, he had his face white.
Right.
It's like he was a ghost of Payne Stewart. And I've seen abortion bits at our Halloween parties back in the day. Nothing offends me because it's Halloween.
I had to look up the date here. I remember a Halloween party with a guy walking around as Steve Irwin with a stingray sticking out of his chest.
Great costume.
And Steve Irwin died in the first week of September that year. So it had not been 2 months.
That was a great costume.
He was dead.
That
they barely got the stinger out.
He had the shorts on the whole
bit. Oh, he looked great. It's a good costume.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Halloween.
Now, Patrick Harris has to say this, and he might even not. When they rolled the cake out, a professional made that cake, and he probably saw it and went, whoa. So I'll give him a little break, but he has to say he's sorry. He's in the business. Yeah. He hangs out with all those people.
You can't go to a Halloween party not expecting sick and macabre.
I hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, if it is Halloween, there's that. What if the dude, some guy just shows up to work the next day dressed as Payne Stewart from the plane crash, not Halloween. Like, what are you doing? I'm Payne Stewart. I get it?
Okay, that would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
But Halloween.
At workplace, you can't do that.
It's,
you know,
it's a Halloween party.
Yeah, women get a pass to
lots of days off
as slutty as they want. And you can be macabre. You can be dark with your costumes like that. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Nothing's out of bounds.
Yeah. Well, Neil Patrick Harris,
that's
they'd be
when
like,
the whores come in. Oh, and laying their trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Yeah. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
There were a couple people that were Payne Stewart. And I remember, there was a guy that showed up soon after Sonny Bono was killed. And he was dressed as Sonny Bono, and he had a tree branch sticking out of his belly. At one of our earlier Halloween parties back in the day. That was a great costume.
That's funny.
Right.
Did he have ski gear on?
No, he just he was dressed as Sonny Bono, like the hair and the mustache and just a tree branch. Right.
Yeah, that stuff's all over Halloween.
Right.
Should have punched it up with some ski gear.
Yeah.
Well, probably Patrick Harris having to put this statement together and be like, hey, remember 11 years ago when you had that cake? Like, what? I guess. Right. Do I? Okay.
That means somebody was scrolling through social media from 11 years ago.
No,
it's
it
more than
deleted.
That because it was deleted shortly after it was put out there.
So somebody found it.
Yeah, somebody found it.
Somebody had it or found it.
Somebody screenshotted it or something.
And now they're putting it out there again.
Ah.
on a non-Halloween day.
You're right. He woke up thinking,
right.
I got to deal with this today.
Great. Add that to your list of things you got to do?
Yeah.
Sorry about the cake.
From 11 years
ago. 2011.
Right. Yeah, her fans probably get a little pissy about that, I guess, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah. I can see if you're a big fan. Yeah, fan or family, but, you know, that crap exists.
But Halloween is Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It is. Unfortunately, it is.
And it sucks for whoever made that cake because they're obviously talented.
They're really good.
Like, well,
They're not going to have that Netflix show, that dead Amy Winehouse, anytime soon, are they? Right.
Well, it wouldn't.
Well, with Is It Cake, you have to put the actual thing up there. There has to be five real ones.
Right.
And the knife would go through the corpse, too, so that the reveal wouldn't work.
Yeah. Wouldn't be as tasty, though.
Yeah, you'd have to bring out the actual cake. Corpse of Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's all bones
and then the
now.
Cake.
All right.
Is that how it works? And you determine which is which?
Yep.
Okay.
You have to guess. You know, they don't have much time to guess either.
And
that's,
do most of them look exactly the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's getting excited.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he loves that.
Excited and hungry.
Yeah. More cake.
Videos showing incidents involving USOs are being declassified by the Pentagon. The release is part of the first congressional hearing on UFOs or unidentified aerial phenomena in more than half a century. Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security Ronald Moultrie said that Tuesday's hearing was part of an effort to destigmatize the topic.
I heard the term USO for the first time yesterday. Unidentified submerged objects.
Hmm.
They were poking around the ocean and find a lot of things they can't identify. Yeah.
That's a rock.
Yeah, or just a crazy-looking fish, one of those glow-in-the-dark fishes.
The Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray, says there's been an increase in unauthorized or unidentified objects in military airspace.
Now, there's a lot of crap that falls into the ocean.
Yeah, they showed that one where those like little triangles were in the air, and they just said something in the news last night. Well, that was probably just drones with little triangles on them. I'm thinking, okay, probably, but what? That's what you're telling me?
They said the lights on the drones were distorted by the night vision camera.
Right, right.
Okay, maybe I get that.
Yeah. But once again, it's still, they don't know.
No. I know I got dirty looks when they kept doing this story on the news last night and kept saying unidentified aerial phenomena. And I just kept going with it. Didn't land well on the other side of the room.
No.
So there's been as many as 14 objects that defy explanation over our military ships and in the sky. Sure. There have been a number of military officials and pilots who have suffered severe retribution for daring to ask the Pentagon to take UFOs seriously.
The pilots are the ones that I trust more than anything.
Sure.
Because they're up there and they see everything.
Former Pentagon counterintelligence official, Lou Elizondo, appeared on camera for a TMZ documentary on UFOs, and he explained how Pentagon officials threatened to pull his security clearance, called him a liar, and smeared his name because he was pushing for UFO transparency. A former Navy pilot said that he saw plenty of UFOs during his time in the sky, but said a lot of pilots just wouldn't talk about it, wouldn't talk about their own experiences because of what the government did. They called them crazy and had their reputations ruined just for saying what they saw. That's what the government did.
Yep.
Those guys are also on the front lines if any of those UFOs decide to, you know, open fire.
Right.
They should bring this issue up.
They're Will Smith.
Another former Defense Department official who has spoken out about government findings and sightings says his career was placed in jeopardy by pressing the UFO issue, but says he's now willing to accept those consequences given the importance of the subject.
Right. I'm hoping there's nothing out there because I think they're just going to come kill us. Like Nick said yesterday, I think that why not? I mean, all of a sudden, bang, they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
okay.
And we're still fighting.
Don't bother.
Over abortion.
They're here.
But they're here.
Yeah. Maybe they'll go someplace else.
Yeah, maybe. When they see how stupid this country is.
You did it.
Country. No, actually, I meant the first word. No, I didn't. This country. I did do it. It's the first time.
If there's a conspiracy thing I buy into, it's this. Because, I mean, it's a big damn sky. We can't be the only ones.
There's no way.
No, of course we're not.
Yeah, but people around here in this country, think everything revolves around
Jesus.
This country.
And Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot of rest of the world.
Right, yeah. Maybe it's God looking at
they
us.
They have a lot of other choices.
It's
they
God
could go
looking
a lot
at
of
us.
Other places. They could go someplace that's just barren, desperate, start their own place and not deal with people like us.
It would be pretty crazy if something came and it was just like, you know, they're shaped like Jesus surfing on a cross. You're like, oh, okay.
That's where, that's where they got this. It was an alien years ago.
Oh, if they wanted to mess with that, that's what they would do.
Yeah.
Bunch of guys dressed like Jesus.
Yeah, there's only one. You can have two. Yeah, Jesus. The Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, no, yeah, it's the plural Jesus.
Right. You send them all over the world.
Oh, yeah. But then Jesus isn't everywhere.
Right, but
there's more Muslims than there's
not
anybody.
Not necessarily to the Muslim countries.
Okay, yeah.
Although I think they recognize him.
Yeah, as probably a traitor.
Is Jesus a character in the Quran?
I don't want to talk about the Quran.
I don't know specifically, but he is
Let's set a time.
Certainly a prophet.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah,
certainly
let's
respected.
Let's not go speculating about the Quran.
No, well, yeah.
Oh, you don't have to speculate about the Quran.
Hey, the Bible nuts are just as crazy.
It's a book.
You know?
True.
Yeah.
But none of us have read it, so we would be speculating.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So when the Depp v. Heard trial first started.
That's also revolves around poop, like the upcoming beauty shop pooper in Wichita. That'll be a big trial. Poop, you know, that will be, man.
She didn't leave a grumpy on a wig.
No.
Yo, I just saw her on this, you know, the new TV in here. Yep. She's pretty hot.
Who?
Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when'd you figure that out?
I haven't been paying much attention to any of this.
She could poop in your bed once in a while.
Johnny Depp has a tendency to date hot chicks.
Right. That's weird.
They meet on the set of the Rum Diaries.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
When the trial first started, fans were lining up about 5 a.m. outside the courthouse to get in. But now Amber's on the stand, and fans were lining up at 10 p.m. Sunday.
Yeah, people fighting for
Monday's 9 a.m. start just to get a glimpse of her. The sheriff had to post a sign the following day that read, "Effective immediately, the line for the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case. Spectators are not permitted to loiter or camp out on the judicial complex before 1 a.m. Court officials have about 100 wristbands to give out, first come, first serve, for the main courtroom, an additional 100 to 150 wristbands for the overflow room. Still, a lot of people are turned away. There's been screaming matches when people cut the line. There's a black market for the wristbands, people offering cash for the wristbands, and the crowd is almost entirely supporters of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, well, I thought it would have gone the other way.
He's more famous, that's why.
If they were handing out wristbands, I would think there was alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be able to drink.
Right.
Hey, you get in, where's the bar?
That's the only time I've ever worn a wristband, was so I could have beer.
Exactly.
All the Johnny Depp fans, and then one pocket of people wearing I'm Grumpy 2 t-shirts.
I assume that's how things will work at the live show.
If
you're 21 and older, you get a wristband.
Probably, yeah.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. Right, because we're allowing 18 and older in the crowd. And submit your Ask Us Almost Anything questions anytime. And we'll answer them on the live show. And even if you can't attend the live show, you can hear the answers on the podcast.
Yes, you can.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Send them the email. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And whatever happened to will be answered. They don't work with us anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's what, hence yeah. the almost. They're not here.
We've been doing
there
this,
you go.
We've been doing this a long time. There are people that are not on the show anymore. It's just the way it works. It's
lots like, of other questions like, you could
like,
ask.
It's like your workplace. People aren't there the whole time. You know? Just trying to stop those questions.
Has anybody asked to see the Sandhill Crane Dance?
You got to get drunk for that, man.
Yeah. Well, that's really not a question.
Yeah.
That's more of a request. And I'm not taking
true.
Requests.
We can reenact the Wichita
I'm
Pooper.
I'm answering questions.
Puss can be the girl in the shop with some tights on.
No yeah. requests. Questions.
No,
Puss just poop.
This like, is a question okay. and answer okay. session. Yeah, this no, isn't a dog and pony
no,
show.
I'll drop potato yeah. on you. Yeah, if you want me to.
You will, or if you don't.
Right. Even if they yeah. don't, you will.
I'm going to drop it anyway. That's Saturday, June 4th, Sumter Amphitheater in Papillion. Nick and Tyler Walsh both going to do some comedy. Blue House, our buddies Blue House, going to play some music. They're great.
Uber is introducing some new features, including a way to book a party bus. They're partnering with Coachways, and that's going to allow users to reserve a party bus in the Uber app. It's expected to be available this summer. They're also launching Uber Eats at stadiums.
Yeah.
They're also launching Uber Eats at stadiums. Some of the places where it's going to be available include Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium.
So you can actually go out and get food, not pay inside prices?
I don't know.
Right.
You think the stadium would like that?
Stadium would agree to yeah. something like
yeah,
that.
Maybe maybe you're just going to get stadium food. Who knows?
Oh. They deliver it to your seat or something?
Yeah, it's the other way around. They're probably getting stadium food to bring it to your house.
No.
It sounds like they're bringing it to the game somehow.
Yeah. And why would we
right.
Are they, yeah. Do you want an $8 hot dog?
Yeah, but Uber Eats make a lot at stadiums.
Well, they make a lot of money there.
It will be available at Dodger Stadium and Yankee Stadium.
Maybe the Gen Pop can get food delivered to them.
I have a friend that goes to Dodger Stadium a lot. I should see
find
what
out
this is about.
Way, yeah, I don't get how this works. I would think that
there are some stadiums.
Don't want food from the outside because they want you to buy money in there.
They have a club section where they actually come and wait on you.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
but
it's
not available to the whole stadium.
I shot one of those. They're
maybe
great
maybe
seats.
This makes food delivery available to the whole stadium. I'm unclear.
I got it.
Fans can order food through the app without having to wait in line at concession stands.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It'll be the food they offer there in the stadium, but you just put your order in through the app, and then you can go pick it up without waiting in line.
You got to go pick it up, though. Nobody's going to deliver it to you.
Yeah, you got
to
pick it up.
Yeah, it looks...
Yeah, you got to pick it up, I'm sure.
Yeah, you give them your seat location. They tell you the closest concession stand and the wait time.
Mm-hmm.
You put in your order. When it's ready, you just walk right up to the pickup and go.
Yeah. A lot of times you're in line and you miss a lot of the games,
especially
in football.
You see more of the game.
Yeah, in football you miss a lot of stuff.
I've never understood the party bus.
I've been on one. Yeah, they can get old pretty quick. But
they don't pick everybody up from their house.
No, I never got that either.
It's like, hey, we'll all meet in this parking lot.
Yeah,
and then
right.
we got the bus. We can get all drunk on the bus and then we'll drop everybody off at their car.
I never got that part either. You're right, because everybody does. They know they're on the bus, so they know they can get completely ripped. And they do, then they get dropped off at their house, at the parking lot.
It makes no sense.
No.
And then you take a header off the top step of the bus because you're so drunk, and then you don't even remember it.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Well, you were getting married, Push. You had to do that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying when I say I've heard about that. I don't remember it at all.
All right.
Had it not been for a scrape on my knee, I would have not known that I fell out of the bus.
You tripped over the goat, right? That's what I thought you did. There was a goat there. God, thank God. If you'd be getting married.
Save the goat.
If you're getting married right now, Puss, there'd be a goat at your bachelor party.
Yeah, because you guys would bring it.
That would be your groom's cake, shaped like a giant goat.
Is it cake?
That's a goat.
Puss would be like, hope that's not
one
cake.
One way to find out.
Is it goat?
A better game is it goat?
Yeah.
Let's play is it goat. Wheeler Walker Jr. later on this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.